This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we got Discord on-air call-in line room. Head over to discord.lrn.fm. And you can join. Actually, there's three different Discord call-in line rooms. Just pick whichever one you want. Hop on in there, and we'll join you. And then when we do that, you will be on the air shortly thereafter, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. By the way, with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
Melanie.
And Mark.
I had a story a little while back, a few days ago, that I teased on the air, and we never got to it. It is from The Intercept, and it's about Google, and apparently their plan to suppress an internal memo that they described as confidential, where they forced their employees to delete that memo rather than reveal its explosive details about a plan to launch a censored search engine in China, according to The Intercept. You remember Google, that company that used to call itself, or the slogan used to be, Don't be evil.
Yeah, specifically, I believe they were kicked out of China at one point
for refusing to
quite comply with whatever China wanted.
Well, they've changed their tune since that time.
Well, expect if the compensation's high enough, expect people to change their tune. I mean, I don't want to...
Yeah, if you don't have principles.
I don't want to be a jerk, but expect that.
Yeah, if you don't have principles. And
well, you can find somebody without principles easy enough. So if you're paying enough, you're going to get it.
Right. Sure. They had principles. It's just that the principles weren't the highest thing.
Sure. Money apparently was the highest value for them. Google's bosses have forced the employees to delete the memo authored by a Google engineer who was asked to work on the project, disclosed that the search system, by the way, this is The Intercept's Ryan Gallagher and Lee Fang reporting, codenamed Dragonfly, would require users to log in to perform searches, track their location, and share the resulting history with a Chinese partner who would have, quote, unilateral access, unquote, to the data. The memo was shared earlier this month among a group of Google employees who've been organizing internal protests over the censored search system, which has been designed to remove content that China's authoritarian Communist Party regime views as sensitive, such as information about democracy, human rights, and peaceful protests.
And Tiananmen Square.
Yeah. According to three sources familiar with the incident, Google leadership discovered the memo and were furious that secret details about the China censorship were being passed between employees who are not supposed to have any knowledge about it.
Well, I mean, this is sort of the definition of, the leakers, right? The information leakers. What are those people called?
Whistleblowers.
Whistleblowers, yeah. And, I mean, this is good as far as I'm concerned.
That it leaked?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if the memo itself has leaked, but...
leaked to employees.
Talk about the memo has leaked, yes. Okay. Because I suspect if it had leaked, it would be included here in the story, and I don't see it, obviously.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, do you think it's a good idea that this memo leaked?
Of course.
That would be the question that I had, first off. Is there are a lot of people that would say that, no, a company has the right to blah, 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 blah. I mean, after all this Alex Jones stuff and people getting banned from Twitter and Facebook,
right.
I've heard a lot of libertarians talking. The first thing that they have to say is that, well, you know, it's Twitter and Facebook's right to do such and such on
their
platform.
Right.
And it is. But it is my right, since these are my lungs and this is my larynx, to go ahead and say that it's despicable behavior.
Yeah.
I can say that it's despicable behavior whether or not it's their right to do it. And it's Google's right to go in and do business in China, I suppose, to be involved in the tyranny and the subjugation of more than a billion people. It's their right to go and do it, but it's despicable.
Well, so it's not Google's right to commit fraud, and it's not Google's right to join up with a gang, which in this case China, to commit aggression and or fraud against people. Twitter, yeah, Twitter doesn't owe Alex Jones a platform. Facebook may or may not have some other connections that would mean that they do. As far as I know, Twitter doesn't. But that not giving you a platform is an entirely different universe than I'm going to help aggress against you.
Yeah.
And so if that's what you're doing, even though it's, you know, your, quote, private memo, if it proves that you're committing aggression, well, you know, that kind of is a non-issue anymore.
Well, I mean, is it aggression to simply put up a website? I don't think so. Is it fraud? No.
But are they not working with the Chinese government to give the Chinese government whatever information it is that they want?
Yeah, that makes them a, you know, corporate partner of the Chinese government.
That makes them at least a co-conspirator with China.
Wait a second, Ian.
Yeah.
If I am a Chinese person and I write, I think my government needs some reformation, and some people show up my door, and I'm not saying this happens very often in China. I don't know what happens in China. But people show up at my door, put a bullet in my head, because Google gave that information to the government because that was part of their deal. Are you saying that they do not hold culpability in my murder?
Oh, yeah. If you're talking about Google's going to be snitching on people and sending hit squads.
Are they not?
Well, that's what this is.
Well, I don't
honestly
know.
China doesn't want the information so that they can sit back and they think that China just thinks that Netflix is boring and they just want to see what people are saying on private message boards. Like, that's not why. Why do you think China wants the information in the first place?
Well, yeah, I mean, they are going to have to log in to perform searches, and they will be tracking, obviously, the things that they search about. That's definitely true. But, of course, most U.S. companies will turn over search records if the government asks them or demands it.
They sure will.
Okay, well, then they're committing aggression, too. Like, what does that have to do with anything?
But is it committing aggression if you're under the threat of violence as well?
But they're not. They're under the threat of you're not going to be as rich.
Right. Google does not have to go.
If you don't follow a judge's order, you will be thrown in jail.
Okay. Google is in the Silicon Valley. China isn't going to come to California and throw them in jail.
No. I said if a government says, hand over your search records for this IP address, and they don't do it, if a judge issues a warrant saying that we order you, Alta Vista, Yahoo, or whatever other search engines there are out there.
I'm not even talking about what against that point. That you have a separate issues to look at. Most companies don't get that far. The cops are just like, give us this. And they're like, all right, here you go.
Some do, some don't, but some stand in their way.
So that is aggression, because that is no different than, you know, just randomly.
So you're saying just rolling over is aggression, but if you put up a little bit of a fight before you then roll over, it's not aggression?
Okay, so if you're putting up a facade of a fight, like you're implying, then that doesn't change anything. I'm not even saying it's not aggression if you actually put up a fight, although I do think, I'm saying that needs to be analyzed as a separate question, whereas if you're just randomly calling the cops saying, oh, well, this person's making subversive statements. This person's
I agree with you.
Crack.
If you are
this
partnering up
they
with...
They don't like you on Facebook.
I agree with you. If you are partnering up with the government, as Google appears to be doing here, you have a greater level of culpability for what goes on. But ultimately, if you're going to claim that any level of partnership with the government is aggression, then anybody who's ordered to do something, with the exception of Ladar Levinson,
so getting a subpoena, and I'm not even saying that those people are innocent, but I am saying that if you get a subpoena that is then upheld, that is not a partnership with the government.
No, I didn't say it was a partnership. I'm saying if you're doing their bidding, if you're doing it under the threat of violence, doesn't that take away some culpability for your actions?
Yes.
Yes, but that's not the case here.
I'm not saying it is.
Well, you're kind of saying it is.
No, I'm not. The statement was made that if you partner up with a government, that is culpable. You're culpable for what the government does. And I'm saying, well, let's take it down a step from total partnership, total agreement with we're just doing what we were told. Because we know that people in Nuremberg, the trials for Nazi soldiers, they tried to use this excuse of, well,
okay,
I was scared.
I'm not advocating the people who are presiding over Nuremberg either. This was not a panel of anarchists. I don't know, like, why what some judges in Nuremberg said, is that all relevant to philosophy?
Well, what was said was the people who were given orders were responsible for taking the actions they took, even though they were just following orders. And maybe the reasons they were following those orders is because they were afraid of what might happen to them or their their families as a result.
One of the judges at Nuremberg was a Supreme Court justice who had stepped down so that he could be a judge in Nuremberg.
I don't know how a pair of professional broadcasters took Google willingly entering a contract with China and brought it to Nazis in 7 minutes. That's what I want to know.
Well, that's where it goes sometimes.
No, it doesn't.
Toll free number here is 855-453. 855-450-3733.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. HORIZEN.global.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Go to Bitcoin.com. Learn about Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, get the basics with the Bitcoin.com Academy. Or maybe you're not so new and you just want the latest news headlines. They've got that too over at news.bitcoin.com. You can find a lot of great resources, and most of them are free. At Bitcoin.com, Mark had a blow-up a few moments ago accusing me of breaking some sort of rule of radio by talking about Nazis in the first segment of the show, which was absolutely ridiculous. We were talking about the Google secret memo that The Intercept had reported on here, which sort of outlines apparently their arrangements with the Chinese government. And that led to, which we barely scratched the surface on the story, but that led to a discussion about, well, you know, is Google actually a part of violence by teaming up with the government? And I think that there's an argument that they certainly could be, depending on what sort of favors they're doing for the government. And then further, that broke down further to discuss the idea of, well, what about people who are under order to follow government rules, meaning a court subpoena or a court order from some judge saying, X company, you must turn over your database, or you must turn over the search history of a certain IP address, which happens all the time in police investigations where they want to find out the things that you've been searching about. And sure, unless you use a VPN, unless you are attempting to obscure your searches, then you better believe that your internet service provider, they've got a copy of absolutely, and Google certainly does, or whoever your search provider is, unless it's some sort of secretive search provider, and there are a few of those out there, but they've got a copy of the things that you've been searching about, including your ISP. They've got a copy. They can log every single piece of data that comes from your machines on your network, unless, again, you're using some sort of a VPN. And so then there was some disagreement within the studio over whether or not that makes you culpable to the state's violence if you're just following orders. And then I said, well, the people who were in Nuremberg sure as hell were found culpable, and you blew up, Mark.
Well, for one, I think that, generally when you're invoking Nazis, you've gone a bit too far, especially as quickly what we're doing with dealing with Google here. Because in this...
Is it not relevant to talk about people who are in trouble for just following orders when we're talking about people just following orders?
I don't think that the Nazis at Nuremberg were just following orders. They could have at any point said, I'm sick and I don't feel like coming into work today. And just not gotten paid. It's a difference between not getting paid and getting killed. The difference between a subpoena...
You think so? You think that's all there was to it back then? You don't think that there was any kind of threat maybe against them that they might be punished if they don't go along with the orders?
The life wouldn't be as good as it was. And I suppose that's what
their family would
is.
Get rounded up or,
if they were
into
Jewish.
A camp.
Mm-hmm. Most Germans didn't know that it was going on.
Not having a draft is a pretty new phenomenon. It's not like people were... I'm sure some people did, but it's not like everybody in there had signed up to be a Nazi.
What's the reason why you go to a draft?
To not get killed, usually.
To not have the government use violence against you personally.
Okay, right? So there's a difference between being a member of the Wehrmacht and being a member of the Nazi Party, okay? Joining the Nazi Party was a willing act of people who, were either attempting to be upwardly mobile or were philosophically on board with the National Socialist Party, the state of Germany, okay? So there's a difference between the two. I can see why people chose to do it, but I see why people use the excuse, I'm just trying to pay the mortgage today. Mm-hmm. The difference with Google giving information to the Chinese government about people doing Google searches versus responding to a subpoena is the difference between you giving charity or you being armed robbed. Okay, there's in both cases you are giving away money. In one case, a threat of force is being used against you. Are there implicit?
I'm not saying they're the same thing.
Implicit threats of force, they certainly exist.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're the same thing. I'm saying that when you go along with what the government is demanding that you do, then you're complying. You're being complicit. If the government tells you to kill somebody and you do it because you're afraid they're going to kill you first, you're still a murderer.
Right, so I think that there are different levels of culpability. And at some point you get into lifeboat ethics, which are kind of by definition a NAP violation. But
NAP
I think
is
that
the non-aggression principle.
I think that they're still relevant, although in some cases where First of all, people need to start reading TOSs, but...
TOS is Terms of Service. Let's try not to use acronyms, okay, so. Or at the very least, identify them.
Yeah, so, you...
Nobody's going to read a damn TOS, by the way.
I don't read those things.
Who the hell's here? You're the only person I know who probably has actually read Terms of Service.
They're not even all that long. Some of them are, but there is a difference... But, at some point, you can argue that there is an assignment of risk and that it's a valid assignment of risk. So if I have an agreement with a company that, okay, you're going to do whatever for me, which is involving you knowing some information about me, and if it comes down to it, you know, and the gang comes and wants something, that we're assigning the risk to me because it really has nothing to do with you.
Well, we also know that in all terms of service, it always says something like, we will do whatever law enforcement says. I mean, almost a lot of them say that stuff.
Sure. And there's a difference between proactively doing what law enforcement says and
I agree with you. I didn't say there wasn't a difference.
Okay.
But I was saying you're still culpable. If you had when Ladar Levinson from LavaBid, which was kind of like a privacy-oriented email company, mm-hmm. when he was ordered to hand over the encryption keys to his system, and he did it. He obeyed the judge's order, but he did it in a way that was really brilliant and smart and actually stopped them from using violence against people rather than doing what they were expecting, which was to hand over a copy of the encryption key on a disk or something, or CD or whatever.
He printed it out.
I know. Okay. What I was saying, see, if you pay more attention to what I'm saying, maybe you won't get so angry. What I was saying was that rather than just give it over on a disk or whatever, he printed it out in 4-point font to where it would have been very, very time-consuming and difficult for the government agents to put it back together again.
Right. How many pages was that? Do you know?
Yeah. I don't know, but I bet it was a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, so this thing was a very encrypted website, and the key was...
And you mess up one of those characters, and you're not going to get
one cap is lowercase or whatever.
Right, let me tell you, people who copy Bitcoin addresses manually get them wrong. And those are only 33 or 34 characters or something like that. So you want to talk about hundreds of characters, you're never going to get it right. And so they couldn't unencrypt his system. And so that was his way of obeying the government, but yet doing whatever he could do within that system to protect people. And that's a hero. No. Nobody else who just rolls over for the government, I don't think, is doing anything good. Now, I agree with you. Google is worse here than your typical corporation. I'm not giving them a pass or anything like that. But I think that all these corporations should be indicted for all of their abuses against the government. Let me go on with a story from The Intercept. According to sources familiar with the incident, Google leadership discovered the memo and were furious that secret details were being passed about the China deal between employees who they say weren't supposed to have knowledge about it. Subsequently, Google's human resources personnel emailed employees who were believed to have accessed or saved copies of the memo and ordered them to immediately delete it from their computers. Emails demanding deletion of the memo contained pixel trackers that notified human resource managers when their messages had been read. Recipients determined. Mark, you used some of those apparently in your emails as well.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sat down for an exclusive interview on Fox News. Now let's take a listen to a portion of that interview when he talks about this alleged sexual assault that happened back in high school.
I am not questioning and have not questioned that perhaps Dr. Ford at some point in her life was sexually assaulted by someone in some place. But what I know is I've never sexually assaulted anyone.
On Tuesday, President Trump is set to address the UN General Assembly. Now, today the president talked about the progress we're making with North Korea and an upcoming visit from North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
We'll be having a second summit with Chairman Kim in the not-too-distant future. Secretary of State will be dealing with that subject, but Mike Pompeo has been in touch with them. And
you're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit Team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Just dial toll free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Or you can call us on the Discord on air call in line rooms. Just jump in our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Tonight it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
The 4th Texas Bitcoin Conference is coming up fast. It's October 27th. And 28th in Austin, Texas. New location. They're going to be doing a hotel convention kind of thing this year. They last year were in a special convention center that didn't have a hotel attached. This year, it's going to be convenient. You can be in the hotel, and you won't have to go very far to get to the actual convention, where you'll get to see great speakers, as always. And, of course, get to network with some of the movers and shakers in the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency universe. It'll be all about innovation, networking, and entertainment. Speakers including Paul Snow of Factum, Bruce Fenton of Ravencoin, Professor John M. Griffin, and more. Just go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, and you can get your tickets now. It's coming up fast. Texas Bitcoin Conference, October 27th and 28th, so we are just over a month away from the TBC. Texas Bitcoin Conference. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, and Mark, you and I will be there.
It'll be great.
We will be broadcasting from the event, and I'm looking forward to it. So we're talking about Google teaming up with China once again here in a much deeper manner than they have before, because they were already, you know, available in China with restrictions. You couldn't search for Tank Man, for instance, the guy that stood in front of the tank bank in, what, 1989, I think it was, historically made all kinds of news. You couldn't search for that. There were other things that they were already banning from search, but now they're talking about getting even more involved with the Chinese government in what's being called the Dragonfly Memo that has been ordered deleted by Google human resources personnel, as employees who weren't supposed to see the memo were passing it around. Apparently there's an internal protest movement within Google.
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Over this. Dragonfly Memo.
There are a lot of Asian engineers, and there are a lot of Chinese Asians, and a lot of American Chinese people are not that happy with the Chinese government.
That's why they left.
It doesn't surprise me in the least that the Google striking a deal with this government, which, you know, can use a lot of improvement in a lot of ways. It's certainly improving over time, but it could use a lot more improvement a lot more quickly. That many of its workers are not very pleased about that. I wish that more of its workers were displeased about Google's cooperation with the United States government, but I'll take this.
The Dragonfly Memo reveals that a prototype of the censored search engine was being developed as an app for both Android and iOS devices and would force users to sign in so they could use the service. That makes it even easier to track the things that you're doing. The memo confirms, as The Intercept first reported last week, that users' searches would be associated with their personal phone number. The memo adds that Chinese users' movements would also be stored along with the IP address of their device and the links they clicked on. It accuses developers working on the project of creating spying tools for the Chinese government to monitor its citizens.
Yeah, what else would that be?
People's search histories, location information, and other private data would be sent out of China, to a database in Taiwan, according to the memo. But the data would also be provided to employees of a Chinese company who would be granted unilateral access to the system.
Yeah, I can't remember. What was the name of that? It's like the party officer or whatever. Do you remember The Hunt for Red October?
I'd never seen it.
The guy that Sean Connery killed right off the bat. He was like the KGB operative on the submarine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what these people are.
To launch the censored search engine, Google set up a joint venture partnership with an unnamed Chinese company. The search engine will, quote, blacklist sensitive queries so that, quote, no results will be shown, unquote, and at all when people enter certain words or phrases, according to documents seen by The Intercept. Blacklisted search terms on a prototype of the search engine include the words human rights, student protest, and Nobel Prize in Mandarin, said sources familiar with the project. According to
Nobel
the memo,
Prize?
Correct, as in maybe Nobel Peace Prize?
Okay.
Just anything surrounding peace, I guess. I don't want that stuff. According to the memo, aside from being able to access user search data, the Chinese partner company could add to the censorship blacklists. It would be able to, quote, selectively edit search result pages unilaterally and with few controls seemingly in place. So, let's be clear. The Chinese company is the Chinese government, right? Because aren't all companies in China to some extent tied in with the Chinese government? I don't know what level the communist government has of control over these companies. I suspect it's less than it used to be, but there's still, from what I've heard, there still is some control.
Sure. The Chinese company that is working with Google to implement this Dragonfly thing is the Chinese government.
Correct.
Yes. Now, the Chinese company that's working with X company to develop X, Y, is not necessarily the Chinese government any more than really any American company operating with any Chinese company is the American government.
According to the memo, aside from being able to, I read that. They can unilaterally edit this company, whatever they want, basically, on search result pages.
Those Nobel Prizes show up with all the Nobel Prizes except the Peace Prize because, well, that one doesn't count.
That a Chinese company could or would maintain a copy of user search data means that, by extension, the data would be accessible to Chinese authorities who have broad powers to obtain information that's held or processed on the country's mainland. A central concern human rights groups have expressed about Dragonfly is it could place users at risk of Chinese government surveillance. No kidding. And any person in China searching for blacklisted words or phrases could find themselves interrogated or detained. Chinese authorities are well known for routinely targeting critics, activists, and journalists. Patrick Poon, who's a Hong Kong-based researcher with human rights group Amnesty International, says, quote, "It's alarming to hear that such information will be stored and potentially easily shared with Chinese authorities. It will completely put users' privacy at safety and risk."
I'm surprised they don't already have this service. Basically, I would agree that if Google doesn't do this, China will get it.
From somebody else?
Yeah, somebody will provide this service to China. It probably won't be the highest quality. It probably won't roll at the highest of quality. It probably won't roll out as quickly. But it's coming anyway.
And I'm sure that's what Google's telling themselves.
Yeah.
On August 16th, 2 weeks after The Intercept revealed the Dragonfly plan, Google's CEO Sundar Pichai told company employees the China plan was in its early stages and exploratory. However, employees working on the censored search engine were instructed in late July, just days before the project was publicly exposed, that they should prepare to get it into a launch-ready state to roll out within weeks. So there's the truth, which is that it's almost ready to go, and then there's the public's version, which is it's exploratory. We're just talking with China. According to approval from officials in Beijing, the memo raises new questions about Pichai's claim the project wasn't well-developed. Information stored on the company's internal networks about Dragonfly paints a very different picture, they say. Its statement, or the statement from our high-level leadership, that Dragonfly is just an experiment, seems wrong. The memo identifies at least 215 employees who appear to have been tasked with working full-time on Dragonfly, a number that they say is larger than many Google projects. It says that source code associated with the project dates all the way back to May 2017, and, quote, many infrastructure parts predate that. Moreover, screenshots of the app show a project in a pretty advanced state, according to the memo. Most of the details about the project have been a secret from the start, it says, adding that after the existence of Dragonfly leaked, engineers working on the project were also quick to hide all of their code.
Hmm.
The author of the memo said in the document they were opposed to the China censorship. However, they added...
So what kind of level of culpability do you think exists for people who go then and hide the code? You know, I mean, these are Americans, presumably.
People that are hiding Google's code for this Dragonfly thing?
Right. I mean, they're just trying to hide the fact that they've developed their Chinese spy software as well as they've developed it, because Sundar whatever of Google said, well, my goodness, we haven't been working with these this totalitarian regime too much. We're just chit-chatting with them.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out they have been chit-chatting, but they've been chit-chatting about putting together a an activist net to catch people who want a better governance in China.
Yeah.
That's scary.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the cover-up at Google, and your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome as well. 855-450-3733. Or you can join us on our Discord chats. Our Discord on-air call-in lines are open for you at discord.lrn.fm. If you were working for Google and you were asked to work on this project, what would you do? It's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference
Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Live, dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Google teaming up with China in order to apparently create Project Dragonfly, which will basically allow the Chinese government through some sort of front corporation to have complete control over search results on Google. Including banning whatever kind of phraseology they want to, stopping you from getting any kind of results for certain searches, like searching for human rights, for instance. That would not be allowed in this new scheme, which Google CEO Sundar Pichai has lied about publicly in mid-August, claiming that, oh, we're just looking into this, it's in an early stage, it's exploratory, while at the same time a memo was released basically saying, yeah, this thing's almost ready to launch. So, with you in the studio, by the way, it's Ian here.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us on our Discord chat over at discord.lrn.fm. You go there, there are people talking about a variety of different topics in different channels, and those channels are there 24 hours per day. And there are people in there sometimes at 4 or 5 in the morning, so it doesn't matter where you are in the world, there's a good chance there's somebody chatting over on the Free Talk Live or LRN Discord. Head over to discord.lrn.fm and get involved there. You can get the Discord app for free, and it's a nice little chat app. It does a great job, and people, I think, have been enjoying it. So try it out for yourself over at discord.lrn.fm. A little bit more here from The Intercept, one of the best websites, by the way, for really in-depth, detailed, well-researched, well-reported reporting. The Intercept was founded when I think Glenn Greenwald left the Telegraph years ago, and they've had really great reports since then. They're broken the news here on this Dragonfly. They initially broke the news on the existence of the project, and now they're breaking the news on the fact that there was a memo that went out secretly that leaked within Google, and hundreds of Google employees, over 200 of them, were identified as people who, 200 employees were identified as people working full-time on Dragonfly, but they targeted all the people who'd received this memo with a threat saying, you better delete it, or else. And I asked the question, if you were working for Google at the time that this Dragonfly project was formed, and they came to you and said, Melanie, we're going to need you to advise on this project, will you join up with the team?
No, and I have quit jobs before for nothing that extreme, but them wanting me to do.
So you'd go ahead and walk. Anything.
Yeah.
You'd walk. Okay.
I think the evidence is that I'll put up with just about anything for a job.
Yeah. I would like to think that I would. I'd like to think that I would walk on something like
you
that.
You would walk.
Yeah.
You would walk.
Yeah.
And I will, to be fair, I will point out that any of those jobs I had, I was a female and single and didn't have any kids.
Right. That changes
so
how people will behave.
That. You know, I'm kind of giving up a little bit less than, you know, a guy with three kids or something. But, and I do kind of feel sorry for the people who started working at Google back when they were doing things like having their slogan be Don't Be Evil and stuff like that before whoever it was walked in with dark sunglasses and told them
how to
go.
Yeah.
But that's,
I'd like to know,
doesn't justify any of it.
Wouldn't that have been an interesting corporate meeting to sit? I mean, I don't want to sit down on most corporate meetings, but I would have been interested to be a fly on the wall during the meeting where somebody came in.
I just want the Cliffs Notes.
where somebody comes into the meeting and says, you know what, guys, it's time we got rid of this slogan. Just, I'd be curious to know how that went. You know, what was the conversation like?
Yeah, maybe there wasn't a meeting. Maybe they just.
You think?
I don't know.
I'm sure there's somebody in Google who could just say, oh, that's no longer our slogan. But it would seem like most of these things are board discussions of some sort. Some group is making decisions. Let me go on here with a little bit more from the story. The memo, in this case, again, secret, suppressed by the Google Corporation, said that apparently the project was in an advanced state, quote, pretty advanced state, according to the memo. Most of the details have been secret from the start, adding that after the existence of Dragonfly leaked, engineers were working quickly to hide all of their code. The author of the memo said in the document they were opposed to the China censorship. So again, this is an internal memo sent without permission by somebody in Google to alert other people in Google as to what's going on.
An internal Google activist memo.
Correct. However, they added that, quote, more than the project itself, I hate the culture of secrecy that has been built around it, unquote. The memo was first posted September 5th on an internal messaging list set up for Google employees to raise ethical concerns, but the memo was soon scrubbed from that list, and individuals who'd opened or saved the document were contacted by Google's Human Resources Department to discuss the matter. So it's like a little microcosm of what it'll be like in China once this system goes into place. If you search for something or read something the Chinese government doesn't want you to do, they may send thugs to go have a talk with you. In the same way that Google, if they find out you opened or received this memo, they're going to have a talk with you as well. It's like a little teeny microcosm of real life. The employees were instructed to not share the memo. Google reportedly maintains an aggressive security and investigation team known as, quote, Stop Leaks, which is dedicated.
That's what I want to work as. I want to go to work with an actual pair of jack boots and walk around the offices of Google with a little writing crop in my hands.
I wonder if this is going to come into the next edition of Silicon Valley.
And did they actually instruct people not to share? Because that's pretty standard. Like, okay, so you're not allowed to post on Facebook internal company memos.
Sure.
Like, did this one actually come with instructions? Okay, instruct all of your all employees, I instruct you not to share this memo. No.
The memo is separate from that. So the memo was from an employee who was critical of Google, and then Google is trying to erase the memo after the fact. So it was Google coming around after the memo had been distributed.
Okay, so don't share it more.
Right.
Okay, well,
not only don't share it, but delete it and prove that you deleted it. Internal security efforts, Stop Leaks team is also said to monitor internal discussions. Internal security efforts at Google have
what
ramped
are you talking
up.
About? What
there
is going
no
on
leaks.
Here? Do you know you must report conversations to Stop Leaks?
Google have ramped up this year as employees have raised ethical concerns around a range of new company projects following the revelation by Gizmodo and The Intercept that Google had quietly begun work on a contract with the military last year known as Project Maven to develop automated image recognition system for drone warfare.
The first rule of Project Maven is you do not talk about Project Maven.
Well, they should be embarrassed about this one, too. Now you're talking about Google programming image recognition technology to allow them to drop a bomb with a drone on your house.
You do not know this. Stop Leaks has not released this information.
Stop Leaks team, which coordinated the internal Google Communications Department, began monitoring an internal image board used to post messages based on internet memes, according to one Google employee, for signs of employee sentiment about the Project Maven contract.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah. Google Google's internal security team consists of a number of former military and law enforcement officials. I mean, this just keeps getting worse. I mean, it seemed at least somewhat innocent if it were just a bunch of geeks. But now we're talking about actual cops being hired by Google.
What is wrong with you? Do you do not like freedom?
For example, LinkedIn lists as Google's head of global investigations a man named Joseph Vincent, whose resume includes work as a high-ranking agent at U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency and Homeland Security's Investigations Unit. The head of security at Google is Chris Rakow, who is himself described as a former member of the Federal Bureau of Investigation's hostage rescue team and a former U.S. Navy SEAL. For some Google employees, the culture of secrecy at the company clashes directly with its public image around fostering transparency, creating an intolerable work environment. One Google employee who read the memo said, quote, "Leadership misled engineers working on Dragonfly about the nature of their work, depriving them of moral agency." Well, now that's interesting, because before when I'd asked the question about would you have worked on this project if you worked for Google, I presumed that you would have known what the project was.
Well, right, yeah.
This person is saying they kept that a secret from some of the people working on it.
Well, somebody was hiding the source code, and they were hiding it for a reason.
Yeah. Now, I imagine the longer you work on a project like this, the more you're going to be like,
It is time to hide the source code! The clacks! Sound the klaxons!
Like, why are you asking me to create a list of words that'll be banned from our search engine?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know that that's how code works, that you would give somebody an assignment and ban these words. So,
well, you would give the person the assignment of make it so that words can be banned, right? You'd have to have that as part of the programming to where it would reference this list. Maybe the list didn't exist yet.
They might have thought working on maybe like a firewall for a school or child safety stuff,
right,
or something.
Good point.
So I don't know enough about programming to say.
First
you definitely knew you were. Yeah, I mean, Google's shady, and I can argue that you should know that Google's shady.
Right, so what are the best alternatives?
I'm not going to take it that far.
What are the best alternatives to Google for people that would like to use a better search engine? Alta Vista? Anyone remember that one? We're coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. We'll talk about intelligence coming up.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay. Or call us 253-678-1361.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.